We have a special schus today to have davening with us and to be able to listen to Rav Noach Orlowick, who is the mashkiach of Yeshiva Torah Or. That's Rav Scheinberg's at South Yeshiva of Orlowick is, besides being a very chashva Talmud Chacham and apparently one of the remaining Baalei Mussar of the generation, he's also world famous as a person who has a very deep and keen understanding of human nature. He has Talmidim all over the world. People come and constantly ask him for advice because of his deep understanding of people and being able to help people with their problems. Therefore, it's a very special privilege that we have to hear him today.
Take the time of coughing part. I don't know. We'll be finished when the big hand hits the seven. So don't worry, I'm not going to go on and on and on. Moivir Rabbi Zechayna Levrocha, Reb Simcha Wasserman, used to quote a Rambam that says, how do you define wisdom? Wisdom is the understanding of the function of everything. What is this for? He said one of the differences between a baby and an adult, a baby sees a hammer and he says, what can I do with it? How many things can I break? How much fun can I have with this hammer? An adult says, what's it for? It's not a question of me, it's a question of you. What's it meant for? I got another definition of wisdom from a great Jew who Rav Ovad Zichron Livracha told me knew how to put a bacha really on his feet. And this Jew was named Rababa Berman. Rabbi Berman gave me a definition of wisdom. Now I want to give you an idea of who this man was. He was in Shanghai in World War II. He came to San Francisco with Mir. He didn't speak a word of English. And he stuttered. Had no family anymore, they were all murdered. And the JDC, the Joint Distribution Commission, came to him and said, he was a famous genius. We will fund you to a PhD in anything you want. Because Rababa Berman stuttered. And they said, you could either be a rabbi or a teacher, but you stutter. So we'll help you. So he said to me, it never occurred to me to listen to them. He stuttered, had no family, he was in a new country, he didn't know any English. You know how he learned English? He memorized the dictionary. He flipped the pages. His son-in-law told me there was a fire in the room, and he ran out and he said, conflagration! Like, no one knew what a conflagration was. But to him, it was on the same line in Webster as fire. So they said, conflagration! That's how intelligent this man was. And he told me a definition of wisdom. Wisdom is not knowing what's important and what's not important. Wisdom is knowing what's important and what's more important. And next we're going to talk about a little bit in the time that we have. Yeah, we have 15 minutes. In New English, it's 15 minutos. Yeah? Old English is 15 minutes. A prism shows me white light going through a prism and breaking up into different colors. White light is truth, but sometimes it's blue and sometimes it's red, sometimes it's yellow. It's the same white light. Yud kei vav kei hu ha Elokim. Elokim is Lashon Rabbim, but you have to know the Nefesh HaChaim says sometimes Elokim is bala keches kulam. Made a whole spectrum of colors. But it's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It's still the same white light. Rabbi Yerucham says, he uses the word neutrali. He says if a person's a new place, he has to understand there's certain type of stubbornness which is very good. I am not changing no matter what, because that's the truth. That's Amkshe Orif, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. Hashem said, they're stiff-necked people. And he said, They're stiff-necked people. I have a student now who's a prosecutor in New York City. Took the time off to come to Machon Shlomo. And since when does a defense attorney agree with the prosecutor? Moshe Ben said, "I'm sure of him. They're stiff-necked." Well, that's the problem. How do you agree? The answer is, the Goyim says, they will be starving. They're hard to get. They're hard to get. But you got them, you got them. That's the strength of Ksheh Oref. I am going to be stubborn. I'm going to defend what I know is important, no matter what. There's another kind of stubbornness, Rabbi Yerucham says, when I'm not going to change, it's going to be the same all the time. No, it's not the same all the time. Neutrality, if a person would just be neutrality, this is words, and not chrimais. So then he'll understand that now I have to do things differently. The distinction important and more important, Rabbi Abba Berman told me. Wisdom is not knowing the distinction important and not important. It's knowing the difference between what's important and more important. Certain things, you have to make a decision. I got a letter. I left all my papers in Israel, all my shurim, all printer. I found out last night I don't have them with me. So it's all printed out in Israel. Okay? Things are different. Yeah? I now have to function without them until, of course, Rabbi Bauman, Rucha Bauman prints them out for me again. Yeah? What am I supposed to be now? You know, I have this thing on my arm. I got into a confrontation yesterday morning, a fight with someone you should never disagree with. His name is Isaac Newton. Yeah? And I'm holding two heavy bags going up an escalator. But they were very heavy. So Isaac Newton said, "No, Noach, you're not going up, you're going down." That's the second time it happened to me. It happened near LAX airport also. I don't learn easily. Okay? What this country has come to, I'm coming out of the airport, and it says, "Are you?" I said, "I fell." He said, "Did you defy anyone?" "Well?" So I said, "I defied Isaac Newton." So he gave me a smile and waved me on. You don't defy Isaac Newton. That's the white light. Let's give some examples of this. Every person has times of life. Every person has times of the day. Every person has times of the day. A successful person decides, what's my function now? Is my function to be a good husband? Is my function to be a good father? Is my function to be honest? Wait, what's my function? I have to do a job. I'm being paid to do something. 60 minutes out of an hour. 59, it's understood that most employers will understand if you use 59 minutes out of the hour, it's okay. Okay? I'm not passing Shilas, but it's umdina like that. There's different times of life. There's a time of life called Bocher. Wisdom is defined, Rabbi Zecherno Bocher said, as the ability to identify function. What is going to be my definition of success in this time of my life? And, as Rabbi Abba would say, what's important and what's more important? What matters more? I'll give you an example. I learned, after leaving Los Angeles, I came to Chaim Berlin, and I was Rav Motto Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. When I spoke in Tel's Yeshiva, Rav Motto was a Talmud of Tel's. He was the first one to bed. He go to bed at 11 o'clock, get up 8 hours later, or more or less, and learn the entire day without stopping. If someone kept him up at night, he says, "You're ruining me. I need to go to sleep." That was his hasmad. He went to sleep on time. I brought a group of bachrim to Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. From Rav Abba wanted me to talk to him to warm up a few boys to consider coming to his yeshiva. So Rav Shach did not turn down Rav Abba, and I came. I came with a group of boys. I remember, like yesterday, he spoke to them for 15 minutes. 12 of the 15 minutes was about the importance of getting a good night's sleep. That's what he spoke about. The Rosh Yeshiva Zecheinu Livracha, Rav Scheinberg, he, in 42 years, I never saw him waste any time. He used to say, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Vayker. You know what that means? It means the day begins with the night before. That's what it means. Go to sleep. Rabbi Pavarsky said, Miyuchena. You know, it says from the 48 ways, you're supposed to sleep less. You know what Pshat Miyuchena means? Don't sleep more than you have to. That's what it means. Shane, you don't sleep for nothing. You know, I got on an airplane like once. You know, Nebuch, I changed from platinum to gold on January 1st on United, and I'm gold on El Al for life, which means I fly too much. So I once opened up a packet of sleeping pills, and it said in the packet, does not give restorative sleep. Like, why would I want to take it for? I'm not trying to leave this world. I want restorative sleep. Go to sleep! It keeps it, your mind, or Shiv used to tell, show us a taz. Shav lechem mashkimekum ma'achori ha'sheves. It's for nothing that the Talmud Chochem stayed up late. Why? Because the next day, the Talmud Chochem, who slept, was able to understand things more easily than the Talmud Chochem went to sleep late. So he's had to spend more time. Shav lechem. You got nothing out of staying up late. Go to sleep. Rabbi Ruchem says, no, Rabbi Yonah in Pirkei Avos says, the Yetzer Hara wants to ruin you. He's the enemy of your body. He wants you to eat things that are not good for you. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to take away all the pleasures of life. Okay? Take care of yourselves. You know, one day you're going to be parents. They need a healthy father. But I'm coming to a different point. Your time of life is now to protect your mind. You know, I remember Rav Miller Zecheinu Livracha in Chaim Berlin. He was very sharp. Yeah. I happened to miss the one day you couldn't miss in Chaim Berlin was Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, because he held the Thanksgiving meal was the Bizrael Avodah Zarah, and you can't have it. You can't. So I came and said that'll be $5. He used to stand at the door. That'll be 25 cents if he came late, and 50 cents if he came later. If I did that today, that'll be 25 cents. A good bacher who comes on time all the time, he slapped $5 in my hand and say, Reb, that's good for 20 times. That's what would happen today. Things have changed. What's the function today? What matters most today? So Rav Miller Zecheinu Livracha said, how did Parshas Vayetzi begin? He saw angels asleep. How did Parshas Vayetzi end? He saw angels awake. Like, what happened in between? You know what happened in between? Lavan! Lavan's house. Whoa! Lavan's house, he became so big. More than in Shem Ve'ever. He was 14 years in Shem Ve'ever. And he, you know, he wasn't going to sleep. Okay, you know, every rule has an exception, I guess. And all he managed to do was see angels in his sleep. Then he went to Lavan's house, and he was an honest person. He worked really hard. Someone treated him poorly. He didn't return the favor, etc., etc., etc. He grew more there. But that was the condition that he went to Shem Ve'ever first. He went to Shem Ve'ever first. Then, afterwards, you can grow even more in Beis Lavan. We know we have times of life. We have times of the day. You're supposed to eat a good breakfast. Take care of yourself. A person should say, I have a tzaddik inside my stomach. It's more than tainus. Adam adam ki tzaddik shori b'tech meyav. Now, I'm staying by Reb Noach Forman. The food there is perfect for me. In fact, I heard I'm eating breakfast with the rabbeim. I brought my breakfast with me. I don't know what they have. Yeah? They have these cereals and white bread and all this stuff. I can't eat that. So I brought my food with me. Yeah? Take care of yourself. You know, I'm a masochist. I pay somebody twice a week to torture me. It's called a personal trainer. And he tortures me. I've taken care of myself. Take care of myself. That's your obligation. If you knew how to learn, but if you knew how to have quality and quantity time together in shame behavior, then even when you have less time to learn, we all have different paths in life. You have less time to learn now, but you tasted the taste of total immersion in learning. So then, even when you have less time, but you have the template, you have the wiring. In Kelm, they had a Seder, I think it was in the winter, when it ended very late, maybe it was the summer, the day ended very late, they had a 5-minute Seder after Maariv. And then he went home, went to sleep. 5 minutes, 5 minutos, 5 minutes. But those 5 minutes are pure. Because if you could do 2 hours pure, you could do 5 minutes too, because you tasted the taste. In the yeshiva years, you are tasting the taste of loving learning. You're learning the Chofetz Chaim. They will teach you how to think. They're going to teach you how to think. So let's work this through. That will help you anywhere. There's someone who's in this room now. He's here now. His name is Reb Henoch Leibowitz. You can't have a Rebbe that didn't have a Rebbe. He's here. He was able to empty himself out, and what do you need? I remember him sitting with me in Yerushalayim trying to convince me to move to America. He said, he pointed out into the street in Sanhedrin Mochaved, says, is that Gan Eden? Is that Olam Hazeh or Olam Hava? That's Olam Hazeh, Sanhedrin Mochaved, Israel. Ah, Olam Hava is in America. Now, what woman is Sechta Day learning? Kedushin. I taught in Chofetz Chaim, B'kiyas only, because I'm an infidel, yeah? But I got to teach B'kiyas, yeah? So of Kanarik, of Ram Ben Dvaira, there aren't people in the world left like him. So there's a Tosis in the beginning of the second parak of Gittin, a whole long daf, and Tyrus. So he said to me, Rav Baruch Ber, skip the Tosis, so can you. Such a person. These people, they knew someone. Like they say in the old country, which is the United States, it doesn't matter how much you know, it's who you know. I want to finish with one point. The thing you have to take care of most, your health, your sleeping, is your mind. Mikol mishmon etzor libecha. Guard your mind. It happened to me once. It happened to me. A bacha came and told me an unclean joke. So I said to him, get out of my life, I never want to see you again. It's the only time in my life I ever said that to someone. A few years later, he came and he asked me mechila, and I was meichlin because I forgot the joke. But if I had remembered, I would say, get out of my life. I don't want you walking with your feet in my brain. How did that happen? How could that happen? I don't know, but it happened once. Watch your minds. Take care for what you look at. What you listen to. Be careful what you let into your brain. I'm telling you, Rabbi, say, in this time of your life, you have to taste Torah in its purest sense. Be careful what you look at. Be careful what you listen to. Because it goes in. Mikol mishma, more than you guard anything nitzor. God really will have time to go into what that word means. Watch out. Take care of your body, but even more, take care of your mind. My grandmother covered her hair in the United States over 100 years ago. My mother, Leah Sholem, was born in 1915 and she wasn't the oldest child. She covered her hair in Borough Park. I know I'm Jewish, because the Italians weren't doing that then. She had a tichel, not a sheitel. I tell you stories about them. The Briscoe came to visit Moshe Aaron Stern when he was singing Shiva. He said, I'm not jealous of many people. I'm jealous of those Jews who kept Shabbos in America in those years. I'm jealous of them. So I know I'm Jewish. I want to give you a bracha. Okay? I want to give you a bracha. The Ribbono Shel'Olam should give you the Siyata Deshmaya to have healthy bodies. With an unhealthy body, you can manage also. I know people come to Shacharis, two people who come to Shacharis in Torah, or one has scoliosis, he's bent over like this. Comes every day. Another one comes with two sticks. He can't walk. I said, you're my Rebbe. I'm not an emadrega, but I'm a Jew. I want to give you a bracha. You should be zeicha to have healthy bodies. You can serve Hashem without a healthy body also. But more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the siyat deshmaya to taste Torah, the purity of Torah, the understanding of Torah, the simcha of Torah. Now, wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever your functional life is going to turn out, you'll still be a Ben Torah. Rav Dessler's definition of a Ben Torah, it's on volume 4, page 58, page Noyach. A Ben Torah is someone whose Torah is as important to him as the business is to a businessman. I can tell you stories about that. My time is up. Rabbi Isai, you could be B'nai Torah wherever you are, but the one thing you take around with you most is your mind. Guard your mind. Be careful what you look at. The Eber should give you Siyata Deshmaya to taste the pure taste of Torah from your Chashev Rabbeim. Good morning.